1 Chronicles chapter 27. This is a list of the family leaders of the people of Israel, commanders of thousands and hundreds, as well as army officers who served the king in various ways. Each military division served month by month throughout the year. Each division had 24,000 men. Over the division for the first month was Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel. In his division were 24,000 men. He was among the descendants of Perez and in charge of all the army officers for the first month. Over the division for the second month was Dodai, from the clan descended from Ahoah. Mikloth was second in rank. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander of the army for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a priest and leader. In his division were 24,000 men. This is the Benaiah who was the leader of the 30 and over the 30. Amisabad, his son, was in his division. The commander for the fourth month was Asahel, brother of Joab. Zebediah, his son, became commander after him. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the fifth month was Shamhath, a descendant of Izra. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the sixth month was Ira, son of Ikish, from Tekoa. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the seventh month was Helaz, the Pelonite, from the people of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite, from the clan descended from Zerah. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathothite, from the tribe of Benjamin. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the tenth month was Maharai, from the city of Netophah, from the clan descended from Zerah. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the 11th month was Benaiah, from the city of Pirathon, from the tribe of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000 men. The commander for the 12th month was Heldai, from the city of Netophah, from the clan descended from Othniel. In his division were 24,000 men. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. For the tribe of Reuben, Eleazar, son of Zichri, was the leader. For the tribe of Simeon, Shephatiah, son of Maacah, was the leader. For the tribe of Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel, was the leader, and Zadok led Aaron's descendants. For the tribe of Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers, was the leader. For the tribe of Issachar, Omri, son of Michael, was the leader. For the tribe of Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah, was the leader. For the tribe of Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azriel, was the leader. For the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, son of Azaziah, was the leader. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah, was the leader. For the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah, was the leader. For the tribe of Benjamin, Jaaziel, son of Abner, was the leader. For the tribe of Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham, was the leader. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those 20 years old or younger, because Yahweh had promised to increase Israel like the stars of heaven. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men, but did not finish. Wrath fell on Israel for this. The number was not written down in the chronicles of King David. Azmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the king's treasuries. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the fortified towers. Ezri, son of Kelub, was over the farmers, those who plowed the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was over the vineyards, and Zabdi, the Shifmite, was over the grapes and the wine cellars. Over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands was Baal-Hanan from Geder, and over the storehouses of oil was Joash. Over the herds that were pastured in Sharon was Shitrai from Sharon, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil, the Ishmaelite, and over the female donkeys was Jedea from Meronoth. Over the flocks was Jazez the Hagrite. Jazez the Hagrite was in charge of the flocks. All these officials were in charge of the property of King David. Jonathan, David's uncle, was an advisor, since he was a wise man and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmoni, cared for the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's advisor, and Hushai from the Archite people was the king's private advisor. Ahithophel's position was taken by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army.